Coming to you from the offices of Hutch & Howard in Turkey Creek in beautiful Knoxville, Tennessee, this is a Knoxville podcast. Let's talk about Knoxville. As the economy shifted over the past few months, I've had a lot of people who've come to me expecting to get more house for less again. Unlike most of the country, where real estate values have given back most of what they gained during the pandemic, Knoxville and most of East Tennessee have continued to maintain or even increase a little bit as memories of the lockdowns and cost of living, tax rates and everything in the more marquee areas continue to go up, and the threat of economic crash still looms. It seems like it's getting worse each time the Federal Reserve meets. The rate of relocations to the area has decreased, but it still persists. I'm sure we've had reductions in some of the higher price points, but the buyers I've worked with are still finding it to be a real challenge to actually find housing in our quote-unquote bread and butter price points, somewhere between $300 and $425. It's not really that there's a lack of homes in that range, it's that the homes that are available and for sale were 30% less a year ago or 2 years ago. And mortgage rates, as they've gone up, you know, they've almost doubled. While it's true that the dismal industry snapshot is a cloud with a silver lining, in the past few years, the growth of the minimalist movement, folks who they put value in people and in experiences and much less in material goods or having stuff, quote-unquote stuff. The minimalist movement seems to be growing by leaps and bounds with the millennial generation of home buyers, and only recently concerns about those price points have actually shifted to more of an interest in house hacking. House hacking, the first time that I heard about house hacking, it was on the Bigger Pockets podcast. Bigger Pockets and other podcasts like that teach their listeners how to monetize their lifestyles. Like you probably noticed a booming influencer culture where people are paid in the high six figures and even much more for attracting young people to film and videos of themselves applying makeup or even less attractive dad types fixing your dishwasher on YouTube. I've noticed that house hacking trend has spawned a new attitude toward for the more savvy young home buyer. Many of those folks want to get as much house as they can afford, you know, whether it's the top of their credit, you know, they're maxing out their credit eligibility. They're finding workarounds on the limits on their down payments. They're like trying to finance those in or getting the seller to cover them, things like that, but paying the premium purchase price. That way they're getting a bigger house or a nicer house. The place that they buy has to be hackable. And what is hackable? Hackable means that you have to, a portion of the house or several portions of the house have to be able to convert into additional living quarters. You know, you can rent a room. A lot of times, Knoxville's in a university town. So places like Knoxville, other college towns, a lot of times a student or a grad student will rent a room or rent a small space inside someone's house because the cost of a full apartment around here is almost out of reach for a lot of folks. So people are renting out portions of their house to college students or to young professionals, different folks. That's one of the ways that the new home buyers, the new house hacker savvy millennial buyers are looking at their home purchases. So what does this have to do with being an influencer? The common way to monetize one's influencing potential has to be the macro influencer. That's the person who you see trying to get as many eyes on their production, whether, like I said, putting on makeup or being cute on the beach or whatever people do. New buyers are looking for a more realistic, I call it the micro influencer plan, getting someone else, one or two other people, to pay for their super nice house. And a lot of times these folks, I started to say kids because I'm old, but a lot of times these folks will completely pay for their mortgage or completely pay for their whole lifestyle renting out those portions of their properties. Micro influencer home has to have some hackable spaces, a garage, ideally with a loft, that can be converted to an apartment, an outbuilding or a space that can be turned into living space, an old tool shed that, you know, can be zhuzhed up and made nice and super cute. And a lot of times people will do Airbnb at a place like that. There's other ways somebody can add living space without actually changing the current footprint of their house. In the past few months, Knoxville and a lot of other local municipalities have changed the laws to allow at least one ADU, additional dwelling unit, inside the current home footprint. If you do this, you choose the correct house, you find an area where the rules are even more flexible, like if you are in Knox County versus inside the city, sometimes they allow for two or even more ADUs. And while you may still get to enjoy a better living space, having friends or folks you know, or even others that are looking for a space to live, paying your rent for you, paying rent to you, paying mortgage and just giving you money in all the different ways. As Knoxville area rents are outstripping the cost of home ownership by large amounts, if you're really wanting to get income from the internet, a great way is to feature that space on Airbnb, VRBO, or other short-term rental sites where they charge a small portion of the nightly rate, but you can double or triple the return on your lifestyle home of choice. If you have any other questions about house hacking or being a micro influencer, these are all ways to finance the lifestyle that you really want. A great way to finance a nicer lifestyle than you're currently experiencing. Knoxville has tons of opportunity for places like this, and I just highly recommend it. If you have any questions, come to rob.hutchinhoward.com, or you can email me, hutchinhoward@gmail.com. Or if you're ready to buy a house, give me a call, 865-385-9070. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.